Hi, I'm Jennifer Javish for Search Mid-Market Security, and this Network Security School lesson covers 5 network security mistakes to avoid. These tips all apply whether you're starting from scratch or you've inherited a mess of a network. They're easy to avoid if you know what to look for, so let's go through a few of these things. The first tip is avoiding the management malady. Centralized monitoring and management of the network is key for organizations with security concerns. A key part of understanding centralized management is being able to understand where all of our devices are and have visibility and control over the devices within the network. So not only do we need to know where everything is, but we need to be able to see what's going on if we have errors, if we have, for example, on switches, broadcast storms, collisions. We need to know what's going on here. We need to be able to keep up with the different firmwares and track change management and see everything in one place. Too many times we come in, we get a network up and going, and it's working, and it's running, and it's great, and we don't do the proper maintenance for it. So we have to have centralized management to maintain the network and keep it up to speed and be able to apply different levels of security as our needs change within the organization. Our second tip is partial lockdown. So we talk a lot about hardening the network infrastructure. It's become kind of a big topic here as budgets tighten. We're not going to layer on so many different products and softwares into the network. We want to be able to lock down what we have, control access both from the management side and from the end user connection side, so basic edge access management. Often organizations start a lockdown, they don't quite finish it. So we might walk in and see a device that has been locked down from telnet management and they're pushing and requiring secure shell access, but maybe a little bit got overlooked and we're still able to get into the web interface. These types of things are pretty easy to find. It doesn't take a network penetration tester to find these little pieces where we've done a partial lockdown and missed pieces of securing the devices. Third tip, and probably to me the most important, is poor documentation. Again, a lot of times we walk into a new network, we're putting it together from scratch, we're documenting it, we get it up and going, walk away from it, and we don't maintain the network and we don't maintain the documentation. And it's really easy for documentation to get out of sync with what's really going on the network. It really only takes a few days. You get it up and going, somebody makes one little change, somebody adds a device, perhaps a device gets added that you don't know about, because going back to tip one with the management, we don't see that. We don't have visibility into the devices. So poor documentation will ruin any project. If you don't know where everything is and you don't know how it's connected, you can't possibly layer on security. And this applies to, again, any access controls, ACLs, if we're doing something like port security with 802.1x, identity management, or even just device-to-device authentication. If it's not documented and we don't maintain the documentation, whether that requires a formalized change management process or someone dedicated to keeping the documentation up to date, we're really going to lose our vision of how everything's connected, and we're going to start making mistakes. So since I feel that documentation is probably the most important of these tips, let's talk a little bit more about that. Documentation can be everything from a network drawing to different lists that you maintain. And different organizations do this different ways. Some of them have very formalized processes in place, and some of them are as simple or as rudimentary as a Word file or Microsoft Excel spreadsheet with IP addresses in it. That might not be the best practice or the best solution, but something is better than nothing. So documentation should be a combination of someone understanding the network and probably a group of people collaborating to get this document done. And then an organized process for maintaining the documentation. Again, that would be network drawings, and we recommend network drawings have layers 1 through 3 connectivity, meaning layer 1, physical connectivity, what's physically connected where. If you're doing port security, you'll need to know, you know, exactly which switch or which device or which server is plugged into which port, and we need to track that stuff. Layer 2, we need to understand if there are any VLANs, or other layer 2 security put in place, such as the 802.1x, We'll also need any access control documented. For example, if we have a list of allowed IP management addresses, we need to document that. Moving on to layer three, we need to know all the IP addresses and the routing paths. So if we have ACLs in place, or if we have different VLANs within switches that are protocolless and don't have an IP address, we need to understand where the default gateways are and how that traffic is going to get routed through the network if we're going to be putting any security in place and tracking that traffic or restricting that traffic. We can document path layers 1 through 3, so if you know specific applications that have specific needs or ports running throughout the infrastructure, it's great to document those servers or applications and then be able to trace those paths and connections out through the network as well, up to a layer 7. The fourth tip to avoid would be cutting with the spoon. Frequently, we walk in and see organizations have tried to implement a specific product or a solution to solve the wrong kind of a problem. And this is going to tie into our next tip. Whether it's software or a hardware device, you may not need, for example, a full NAC solution just to implement guest security. You might not need a full overlaid wireless authentication just to tie in wireless to your network. There's all these different pieces of things where we're putting in one product or one technology to solve the wrong problem. Maybe it solves 30 to 40% of that problem, but probably what's happened is we've spent twice as much money as we needed to on the wrong tool for the wrong job. And again, this ties into our fifth tip, which would be avoiding vendor voodoo. I highly recommend organizations research their problems that they're trying to solve before they start researching vendors. So what we want to do is don't go out there and start researching the solutions and the products. Research the problem, find other people who have had that problem, understand how they fixed it from a technology standpoint instead of from a product standpoint, see if that would work for your needs, and then go back and have meetings with the vendors and figure out if their products and their solutions are going to meet your needs. If you start researching the vendors first, they're surely going to talk you into buying their product, whether or not it's really going to meet your needs. And that goes back to tip number four, cutting with the spoon and ending up with the wrong product and the wrong solution for your issues. So those are our five network security no-nos. And again, this is Jennifer with Search Mid-Market Security.